Hey yo, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello. We are back in the Mello Podcast for another Comic Saturday. As you all been knowing, we've been reading the last Ronin of the last Ronin, Lost Years, where Michelangelo has been traveling through Japan, almost like the parts that they didn't show us in the original Last Ronin graphic novel. This basically this five series, a five issue comic tells us what's going on. Plus, we also get to see the new turtles kind of start training by Casey, April, and the original Casey's daughter. She's basically the new turtle sensei, which I think is kind of cool. Well, then, if you remember last time, Michelangelo ended up in a village. He was helping them out. He's feeling happy. He's just trying to get back to New York City to find Hiroku. And then some people came up and just started killing the whole village because they were looking for him. And next thing you know, Michelangelo starts killing everybody, and then he sees one of his friends that he met that helped him train, so to speak, get died. And his friend was like this little Japanese girl that was teaching him how to be blind in a sort of way. Excuse me. And then next thing you know, she's died and he's mad. So now he has to start killing everybody. And basically now he realized, I need to get to Japan. I need to kill this person first that messed my people before I start killing everybody. Yeah, so I go back home to New York and kill Hiroku, which is the original Shredder's grandson. Alright, so again, we are on issue 4 now. We only got one issue left after this. And there is also a Lost Years special, which I don't have at all. I need to go grab that. But y'all ready to go? Because I'm ready to do this. All right, here we go. Choo! The story so far. Then, when his pursuit of peace was upended by the infamous warlord called Deathworm, Michelangelo picked up his weapons and embarked on a path of vengeance. While tracking Deathworm's forces across Asia, Michelangelo was exposed to nuclear radiation, causing him to temporarily lose his sight. With the help of newfound family, he turned this weakness into strength. And just when peace seemed like a possibility, Deathworm struck again, ripping away the hero's hope. Now, Casey Marie's young turtles have grown in stature and ability, each being an accomplished fighter in their own right. The pre-Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are still susceptible to the follies of youth. Ukraine. Then. We see Michelangelo in some sort of fight dungeon, about to just get walloped. Kill or be killed. Sorry. New York City. Now. We see the young turtles fighting some, looks like what seems to be Foot Clan soldiers, and training out in the daylight. Okay, forget this. They're taking way too long. What the? Hee hee. Yeah. Uno. Ugh. Bang, 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 bang. You're all dead, says Casey. Owie. Jeez, paintballs really sting. Nice going, Uno. You were supposed to have our backs. Cool it, Moja. I'll handle this. You other kids grab the singes and get cleaned up. We're done training today. Aw, this one lost his head. It's only a mannequin. Mannequin, Odie. Still, poor guy. Oh, brother. You okay? Moja's right. Your job was via security. You were easy kills when you blew your cover. I guess so. But if you stayed in your position, we'd still be alive. Well, you would have had a fighting chance at least. It's just, it felt like the others were going too slow. And I just figured I could get us inside quicker to stop the bad guys and save the hostage. Instead, the bad guys stopped you. Listen, I know how hard it is to stay out of the action, kid. Been there, done that. Back when we were invading Roosevelt Island to fight Stockman, I saw Master Michelangelo was in trouble, so I broke from his plan to help him out. See in TMNT The Last Ronin. I saved him. But he told me something I'll never forget. I thought I told you to stay put. You did? I didn't. Terrible discipline. Excellent initiative. Don't do it again. Understood? Yes, Sensei. But I didn't understand. Not at first. After a while, I realized what he meant. Even though I saved him, I could have put the other resistance soldiers in danger. I was supposed to be leading and protecting them. I totally lucked out, and that none of them got killed when I took off to help Sensei. You're our best fighter, Uno. You've been a natural since you were little, and you're brave as hell, but you gotta learn to be a better teammate. Your brother and sisters were handling things on their end. Moja and Odin took out the singers, and Yi was gonna get that door open. She's a whiz with her gadgets. And they were all counting on you to have their sixes. And by not trusting them to do their jobs, by not doing yours, you let the entire team down, including yourself. Master Splinter talks about sacrifice a lot in his journal, and I think that's what it takes to be a good teammate and a good leader, especially when you're the best at what you do. Learning how to sacrifice your ego, knowing when to lead from the front and when to let others take the lead. Understood? Yes, Sensei. Good. Now let's go with the rest of the team. You don't forget the hostage. We don't want Odin to get too worried about her. Splinter's journal. In the temple of pain, the mind and body can overcome. Great achievement is usually born of great sacrifice and is never the result of selfishness. Napoleon Hill. Then, how can I allow myself to do this? And so it comes to this, my friends. After nearly 3 years of nonstop bloodshed inside these damn cages, the grand finale! After all the carnage, the fight to end all fights, the battle royale for the ages, after all the death, only two warriors remain. Surviving all that, how can I allow myself? The Turtle Titan, last of the monsters, to kill my only friend, my brother. And a spectacular Shaka, heroic human champion. Bop, bop, bop. You know the stakes, lads and lasses. Freedom for the victory, death for the loser. Kill or be killed. How can I not? I already lost so much more than I can handle. It is time, Michelangelo. We must see this through. My real brothers. My father. My closest friends, and a precious little heart sister, but I've made my choice. Too late to stop now. Too late. Story of my life. Too late for Raph. Too late for Leo. Casey Jones. April O'Neil. The Fugitoid. Donnie. Master Splinter. Too late for sweet, innocent Garel. Even when I tried to escape the tragedies that plagued me, I was too late to get away. There were always more troubles waiting for me. For 9 years, no matter how far I ran, no matter where I ran to, the mountains, the sea, the wastelands, the troubles found me. And for all that time, the troubles had the same name. Death Worm. A name without a face. Relentless. Haunting. Like a ghost in the dark. Well, that was awful. That poor little girl. You let them get the jump on you, Mike? You know better than that. No kidding, rookie mistake, bro. Please, just shut up. For a long while, all I had to do was keep company while the sounds of wheels turning, engines rumbling, the darkness, and my failures. As Michelangelo sees everybody that's died in his past. By the end we stopped, I was hungry, thirsty, and 2 weeks to put up a fight. Not that I had any fight left in me. You, out, now. I figured it was just a matter of time until the bastards were gonna kill me. And once again, like all those years ago in the Hokkaido Mountains, I was ready to die. Well, you're quite the specimen, aren't you? A desert tortoise if I ever saw one. I thought there'd be no more surprises for me when I came to your kind. It's grand to be mistaken sometimes, eh? That's Boss Finn to you, freak. My name's April Finn. Abigail Finn, excuse me. I couldn't have been more wrong on both counts. Hey, I'm the boss here. That's sure. Welcome to my training facilities. And don't let the sandy beaches and baby blue waters fool ye. For here, they be monsters. Present company included, ye manky green beast. Get that thing cleaned up and chipped, boys. I want it properly secured and smelling like a rose. Before we commence with the dirty work. Dirty work? It wouldn't be long before I found out what she meant. But only after I was yoked. Microbomb, freak, right next to your carotid artery. Remotely activated, so if you're thinking about running, think again. It'll be a short run, I promise. Yeah! What's the matter? I thought you turtles loved water. As the juveniles soaked Michelangelo with the hose. Now, get some beauty rest. You're gonna need it. And then, left to the monsters. If Michelangelo's put into a huge cage cell with all these other monsters, so to speak. Monsters. New meat for the grinder. Don't look so tough. Look at me, like me. Gorilla, I'm so sorry. Bit of advice, bruh. Any weakness you show now will not be forgotten in the cage. I should have ignored him. Isn't this the cage? No, this is home. And where we train. In the cage, we fight. Kept my mouth shut. I'm done fighting. Then I suppose you're done living, because the only reason you're still breathing now is that you can fight later. And you would not have been brought to this place were you not a fighter. Which means you have this choice. Sit here and give up, or stand up and fight. I could have saved myself so much more pain to come. Instead, I made a friendship. I made a friend. A noble choice. I am called Shaka. Michelangelo. Well, Michelangelo, unlike Boss Finn and her lackeys, allow me to forgive you for a proper welcome to your new home. Apartheid is in full effect, as you can see. Boss Finn has it separated into two groups. Humans and other. Mutants? Pardon? It's what we're called, things like me. Ah, understood. And by your accent, I reckon you're American. How'd you end up here, bruh? Long story. What were you saying about cage fighting? So we're all prisoners here, forced to fight one another to the death for sport and profit. Forced? How? By the way, are these damn micro-explosives? They've tagged us all with only way out of this hellhole is by winning Boss Finn's tournament. You lose in the cage, you die. Refuse to fight in the cage, you die. So from the looks of things, you die. My new home turned out to be somewhere in Kazakhstan, an old beach resort converted into some kind of twisted gladiator training camp. I'm guessing Boss Finn isn't the real big boss of all this. You know of Deathworm? After more than 9 years of dealing with only his goons, I'm starting to wonder if he actually exists. But yeah, you could say I know of him. Oh, Deathworm exists, my friends. Deathworm exists. But not before long. If I have my way, I feel like I just skipped the whole fucking page. Nope, no, I did not. Okay. His way, he explained, was to fight a former professional mixed martial artist expert out of South Africa. Shaka told me he'd been a fighter all his life, and a winner. He was a favorite to be the next world champion until Deathworm's thugs kidnapped him one night after a bout in Korea. They caught him off guard and exhausted after the five hard rounds he just fought inside the arena. Like me, he was brought to the place to be berated. Microchip nearly drowned. And then thrown inside the fence with no idea what the hell was going on. Shaka said he immediately began looking for a way out and escape. But then, we got a runner. Then, let's hit the brakes. Tap. Tzz. Shaka understood what the microchip was for, which meant escape was not an option. Leaving me? One choice that made sense. Survive long enough to be freed, or die trying. Wait, freed? How? The cage fight tournament names are randomly drawn. Humans fight humans, mutants, as you call yourself, fight mutants. Single elimination. Emphasis on elimination, right? Yeah, die fighting or die by remote detonation. We live and train here, but not for much longer. Bossfin runs a traveling tournament. Rumor is we'll begin moving west soon with a final fight in Ukraine. Last human versus last mutant battling for the big prize. Freedom? Exactly. And freedom for me means I can hunt down and kill the real enemy. Deathworm. Makes the choice to fight or die a little easier, doesn't it, brah? Easier? Not the word I would have used. And honor checks. That's what this is. You made oaths, and now you have to decide if you have the heart to keep them. More like the ultimate catches, you ask me. I mean, you're damned if you do or damned if you don't. Mikey, you guys always overcomplicate things. It ain't about honor. It ain't about getting damned. Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. Simple as that. And so, I did. For 2 years, as Boss Finn's Gladiator Circus traveled west, I fought. I killed. I won. I did what I had to do to survive. Simple as that. It was the same for Shaka. And as our individual kill lists grew, we talked about our past. I told him about my ninja family. He told me about his Swahili ancestry. It's why Boss Finn dresses me up like some ancient African warrior in the cage. Ups the entertainment value, she says. Entertainment, right. We told each other everything we lost. So your path for revenge to the scum Hirto runs through Deathworm because of a promise you made? Something like that. Though things have gotten way more personal with Deathworm over the last few years. I know the feeling. And we talked about the future. Makes having to kill you tomorrow way more complicated. I know the feeling. But we made our choice. Yeah. I hate this, Shaka. You're not alone, my friend. And the future will continue on. Is now. You heard Boss Finn, but kill. Or be killed. And if these scullies want to show? Crap. Let's give them one. Shaka strikes Michelangelo with an axe, but Michelangelo blocks him. Let's get these bets in right quick, ladies and blokes. We got us a real Donnybrook here. Please don't. Please, I can't do this. You won't have to, but just promise me one thing. When you get your pound of flesh, get some for me too. As Shaka throws his axe towards Boss Finn and hits it right in the shoulder. Gah! Security guards sees it on the screen. What the? Shaka, why? Just making a noble choice, my friend. Kill the bastard! Security guard taps the microchip in Shaka. And Shaka blows up right in front of Michelangelo. No! No! To be concluded. And that's where we end issue 4 of The Last Ronin Lost Years. I feel everything is going to come up big by the end of this whole series issue. We get to see why Michelangelo becomes the last Ronin. All the deaths he's had to witness in front of his face. Everything people have done to him. It all boils into one thing. Kill anybody who's done him wrong. That's basically what And then this last issue, I think we finally get to see him in the whole last Ronin garb, the uniform and all that stuff, all the weapons. Because if you from the first one, he's not really wearing that. He's just wearing, you know, just coverage. Like, Japanese coverage. To just cover himself from people seeing him. But I think by the end or middle of the next issue, the last issue, we actually see him in full Ronin garb. So I think it's awesome. But what did y'all think about this issue 4? But one issue left, baby. Maybe two, depending if I do the Lost Days one. Special. What y'all think of this issue? You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you like. Tell me what you didn't like. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on that Twitter at MellowPod22. Username CJ Mello. You got the logo on the front. That's what it always is. Check me out on that twitch.tv/MelloFellowGaming. You know what it is? I know it's been a while since I hopped on there. I need to get my butt back on there. But let's do this. Share, like, subscribe. Tell your friends about me. Let's go. We are almost to 1,000 plays. We're at 840. Let's go. I see that people have been listening to the first issue. We're at like 25 listens right now. 25 plays, 26 plays on the first issue of the Lost Years. But issues 2, 3, they're not in double digits. So let's boost this up. Let's try to get that 1,000 plays, baby. I might have something for you. I've been thinking about it. Because also, issue 5 of Lost Years is his 25th episode of this whole Comic Saturday thing that I've been doing since, I think, November. So, come on, y'all. Let's get this going. Let's get this pushing. Let's go. Again, go check me out on the YouTubes, on the Twitters, on right here, on Spotify for podcasters. Let's go. Also, go check out Austin Boyer, Wrestling World. Dude, if you like wrestling, go check him out. He does some good stuff on there. But all right, always up forever. One love. Peace.